This is Brenda Daly, and this is Real Women Celebrating Women in Independent Film. And I am here with actress Jackie Gerhardy. She is also a stunt woman. And are you also filmmaking, Jackie?
Yeah. So I would say, yeah, filmmaking as well.
So she's an independent filmmaker also. Yeah. So we're super happy to have her here. I had the pleasure of working with her. We just want to know what's going on with Jackie. Because I know Jackie's based in LA, right?
Yes, based in LA. But I think it's good to note that I started in Vegas. So I made a bunch of friends and connections in Vegas before I went to LA.
And how long have you been in LA?
About 3 years. Yeah. Moved in 2017 from Vegas. Originally grew up in Michigan too. So I'm a Midwesterner. Met some cool people, came down to Vegas, then LA. I really just wanted to like focus on my training, get better at stunts and acting. So I decided the best place to do that would be at LA.
Yeah, it is. I don't know about now, but at the time, I'm sure it was.
Yes, yeah.
A lot of opportunities there. I know they're growing here in Vegas, but in LA, you know, there it's just...
Exactly. Yeah, I just wanted to open up the connections for myself. And my boyfriend at the time, he kind of beat me to LA. So not saying I was chasing him, but I've always wanted to go. So I like went and I was like, what better place to be? And I hopped into a gym and just started training. So it was good.
What are you doing right now? I mean, are you have any films you've been working on? I know COVID slowed things down a little bit.
Yeah. So COVID's been like interesting for me in particular. I kind of started the pandemic. Like I lost a bunch of things that I was working on. The gigs kept dropping. Right. And then I had this weird opportunity to go work with a stunt coordinator in Wyoming. And I had a few other stunt friends and they're like, hey, you want to go room and board provided? We'll have to help with production, but you'll get to do a character and you'll get to do stunts. And I'm like, let's go. So we drove probably like, it was a 19-hour drive to Wyoming. And we did that. We landed and it was like 3 weeks straight of just like, I played this character. Her name was Patty. She was kind of like addicted to drugs. So it was really fun to play her because that's like complete opposite of me. But
right.
My character ends up stealing a car. I hit somebody with the car. I get lit on fire. So I did a fire burn for this film. And we did it all completely safe. And then I also got to double the lead actress in the film too. And I did a fight. As you know, I'm like known for fighting, so they kind of used me there too, which was cool. But then on top of that,
yeah, don't you have some sort of like major black belt or major? I don't know. Donna Fisher told me, oh well, she's this and she's that.
Oh my god!
I go, yeah, but I need her to be an actress this time.
Well, side note on Donna, I love Donna. Like, if she could be my manager, because she just hypes me up so much. Like, I would love.
No, she's great.
She's the best. Like, yeah. I'm like, if I. Totally. I'm looking for a manager right now, but like she'd have to be like Donna, like on my side. But yeah, I started martial arts when I was young and I'm a third degree black belt. So that's like third degree black belt in Taekwondo. And yeah. And then I have some Kung Fu experience. I did that in college, like the president of the Kung Fu club. And yeah. Wow. And now I'm studying boxing, Kali, tricking. You have to do a little bit of everything. So to do stunts. So that's kind of like.
So you're an official badass.
I guess.
I have to tell you, both my older kids, both they got black belts in Taekwondo when they were 10.
Yeah.
Because they started in karate when they were 3 and 4 when we moved to Vegas. My kids are really into the Power Rangers.
Oh my god! Yes.
And so, and we didn't know anybody, so that's how we kind of joined our kids up for Taekwondo, and then they just stayed because that was something they did. And then but I did get my orange belt. But that's
nice.
About as far as
I had no. I'm not
much of a badass.
It still counts.
It still counts. But it was a really good time. I think martial arts really helps the kids with eye-hand coordination. And I think it also sets you up for better things in the world to come, because you really, you know, it's a lot about honor and respect too. It's not just the art itself, but that's part of the art.
Yeah. I in my ideal world, like every girl would take martial arts, you know, just so they can protect mm-hmm. themselves and walk with confidence and, you know, feel like they can do something in the world, you know, and not be afraid.
Right.
But before I joined, I was like overweight. I had very little friends. Like I would get picked on in school. Right. So I joined, mm-hmm. I like was 10 and these girls like threw food at me in class and like I just came home crying and I would be like, Mom, I'm sick, I don't want to go to school, and because girls were mean, right? Girls were mean back then. But we had this school on the corner in our town, and my friend saw it. She's like, they were doing handstands in there. I'm like, oh, I want to learn how to do a handstand. So I told my mom, and she was like excited that I wanted to do something that was physical, so she took me there and it just changed my life. Like, I shout out to moms, but yeah, that from there.
Yeah, you know, my I have an older daughter. My older daughter Katie, she went from doing taekwondo and then she got into tennis.
Oh yeah.
And she became sixth in Nevada for her age group, but it was all her eye hand coordination. Like, she's a tall girl. She's 6 foot tall.
Oh my God.
And so, wow. You know, you would think girls that tall are kind of clunky. Not my daughter, because she had all that taekwondo.
Oh my God. Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. I did take a couple stunt classes, but I don't know if... I don't know if it's for me. I think, though, if you're an actor, I think every actor should take some sort of movement or stunt.
Yeah, it helps you in front of the camera because you know how your body is. And I've definitely worked mm-hmm. with other actors who aren't, like, body aware. And it's just, it's very, like, telling. You're like, huh, like, you're a good actor, but, like, you don't know, you don't know how to move.
That's you don't know where to put your hands.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, huh.
With actors, like, I'm upset. The thing that upsets me the most about COVID is I was taking acting class every week, and I was just getting so comfortable doing whatever on stage. And then, you know, because you're not doing it all the time now, it's kind of like you can't. I don't want to say you lose it, but you worry about it because I was just so comfortable. We were having such a blast because we just showed up every week and we just played.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's. Because I actually took COVID to like really focus on acting and not the stunt side. So I took online classes, but it's not the same as in person because I was doing Mike Meisner stuff and you're face to face and you know, you're breathing, like you can like feel the room and the tension. It's just, it's really not the same, but you can get work done, but it's not going to be like on set.
I think you know to break down the scene. So basically you're learning that part of it, like breaking down the scene and getting the background of the actor. But I think the actual physicality of working one-on-one with another actor or two other actors or three, because we've done that too.
Yeah.
But just knowing that you can feel beats or what the actor, you can kind of feel that the whatever emotions coming out of them because you're in it.
So true. Yeah. I've been doing a couple like casting director workshops and it was exactly how you said, just like choose very technical stuff, like what to do with the script and what you're doing.
Even with self-tapes, like I don't know about you, but I've had to get creative with my self-tapes because, you know, you can't work with anybody. It's COVID half the time. So, you know, I use my camera and then I have like my friend on the phone it's hard to find that.
Yeah, I luckily have like my boyfriend, we live together, so
is he an actor also?
He got me into stunts. I was doing production, mm-hmm. which I still do production now, but I was doing production and he was like, found out I was teaching taekwondo at the time. He's like, oh, you teach taekwondo, you should try stunts. And he got me my first stunt gig, which was for the Saban company, which is Power Rangers. So I got to dress up as the Pink Ranger.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I know. I was like, let's circle back. But he was taking acting classes and he's really good with that side of it as well. But I was really working on my acting and he is my reader. So he got to work on his too, which is cool. Like you get to act together. And I actually helped him with a tape that he recently booked, so it's great for both of us. So
since we're talking about acting, you know, everybody's like coming to me and they say, oh, we have to get our reels updated and it's about the reels. And I don't think that people, I don't know about people in Vegas, they don't understand that it's not even about your reel anymore. It's about your clips.
Yeah.
So they don't even care about your reel. They don't want to see your 8 episodes that you've done of eight different characters. They want to know, they want a clip of you in a character that's kind of like what they're casting.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. And that's where knowing your casting is really important, because if you don't know your casting, you're not going to book anything. You're just going to be like all over the place. Your clips are going to be all over the place.
I think it's smart because your iPhone cameras are so good. If you could really just lay yourself out a really good scene and improv it in a character that will be good for you.
Yeah.
Awesome. If you can do those characters that you fit, then that's gold.
Yeah.
Everybody's so running around calling me for real. It's like you guys are doing this all wrong now. It's not about that.
Yeah. I think, and then because you get stuck, right? You get stuck like, I need my reel and now I can't do this. But if you can just go out there, like, if I just had this one clip of me being like a bartender, like you said, then boom, you can get a co-star as a bartender being like, what do you need? Just, you could book it that easy. And I think that's really important for people to learn too, is you don't necessarily have to keep waiting for footage. You can go get it yourself.
I think the beautiful thing about being an actor today is that you can literally invent yourself.
Yeah.
If you want a clip of you playing a judge, then all you have to do is find somebody who can set that up. And there's a lot of little studios out here that it's not that hard to do. It might cost you maybe $100,
which
maybe,
is not,
you know,
which is, if you get, yeah, sorry, which is nothing. If you book a day player role, that $100, mm-hmm. you've paid yourself like 10 times over. Like, just one day on set, like $100 is nothing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But I do love acting and I love actors and I love the adventure that an actor can take. But I think actors nowadays need to be more producer like.
Definitely. If you're going to market yourself. Yeah. Or you need someone like you who knows what they should do. Just to talk
about.
Yeah,
but I mean, you know, some of these things, they pay so much money and it's like, I you know, if you're, I don't know. I feel like actors should have these big imaginations, but maybe not all of them do. Maybe they're just more, if you tell me what to do, I can do.
Yes. I know a lot of people like that. Actually, I'm like, really? Like, what? You don't listen, but unless it's very specific, I don't get it. Yeah. I know a lot of people like that.
But some of them are like, you know, a lot of really good actors, like, I need you to do it this way. And they just do it. And, but yeah, they don't have any active imagination outside of that. So improv classes are, I'm not really sure. But I think that's my big goal now, is just to go and do, and I need to get back into just classes and just creating work, because that's usually where my best work comes from, is working with a group of people that I'm comfortable with.
Awesome. That's the dream though, right? It's just having that team and then you work together and you're actually creating something that a lot of people like and feel. I think that's what's really exciting about filmmaking, you know?
Yeah. So is there any projects that you personally are working on?
Yes, actually. I like many people in COVID, it's like you need to be doing something to like feed that. So I'm working with one of my really great friends, really great director, Alberto Triana.
Love him.
Yeah. So he kind of like, we both played this video game, The Last of Us 2. And we were sitting there, we were watching people play it, and you can play it really aggressively. And of course, there's a lot of like fighting in the game. So, you know, that catches my attention. So I'm like, yeah,
of course.
And he's like, man, this is really cool. Like, I'm like, yeah, it'd be really cool if we like filmed something like that. And the idea has just been like growing in my head ever since. This is back in the summer. And then I was recently like, we should actually do this. Like, I will be the girl. It's like a female led series, which is awesome. I'll be her. Here's the action beats I want. I want to like crash through a wall. I want to get hit with a plank. I want this fight. I want that fight, and make a story. And then he's like, I finally convinced him to do it with me. So we've been location scouting and we're going to film it in Vegas. I got a bunch of my stunt team together. And then I've got my really good friend to help me choreograph it. and my boyfriend's going to help me, and I've made a bunch of props. So we're doing a Last of Us 2 fan film, and are green lighting a series based on the game HBO is. It has nothing to do with our project. We're just doing a fan film.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, but you could literally take that fan film and you as an actor could send your clip and you're pretty much that character.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. Like, even if I like don't get to audition for that character, hopefully I can audition for something else for the show is something in my mind. Just be like, hey, this is my like love letter to your creation. Hopefully, you know, you like it, and this is what I can do. So,
yeah, and I think too that you're filming in Vegas. I think the rules here are just not as. I mean, we still have policies that we have to follow, but I think they're not as stringent as LA.
Oh,
is.
Yeah.
And I think it makes things a lot easier. And I think we're more like a smaller town,
yes.
So everybody knows everybody. So. No, you're probably gonna meet them in 3 months.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Yep. It's like somebody mentions their name, and you're like, I don't really know them, and then you meet them in 3 months, you're like, oh, I know who you are.
It's just so
so and so is just talking about you.
It's so easy to film in Vegas, like in LA.
Yeah.
Like, well, so I'm a production assistant on a few shows right now on the big studio. Like, I was on Sony yesterday, and just to check in, you have to get this questionnaire and you have to get tested 2 days before, and then you get on set and then you get tested again, and then you're wearing your mask all day, and then if you go on stage, you have to wear like a face shield and goggles. It's really like it's a lot to film in LA right now, so not mm-hmm. saying we're not gonna have those precautions on set just because COVID is still really like rampant, but it's not gonna be it's going to be our own close set with our own people that we're really confident in. So it'll be good.
Well, I think the thing is that I don't know how you stop. We need to get back to normal. And if people aren't dying of COVID, they're dying of sitting around doing nothing.
I agree. And the people who can keep persevering and creating stuff for others to enjoy, I think are strong, and you want to keep pushing yourself forward and doing different challenges.
I think everybody out here kind of feels the same way. Yes, we're all concerned about COVID, but if it's going to stop us, then we probably shouldn't be started in the first place, because just, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, we need to take precautions. Yes. I think today I bought hand wipes for my car so that if I'm out of the car, and you know what I mean? I brought face masks. People didn't bring them, I had them. I was like ready to go, because we will be getting back to normal soon. And if you've got something going, you should probably, if you got to write it now. If you've got to film it, keep your everybody in close quarters, and make sure everybody who's there understands they're not forced to be there. They don't have to be there.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be there. And then, you know, keep it under 10. I think that's reasonable.
I think it is too. And if they can't like abide by that, then they shouldn't be on the set. So
the fan film, do you guys know when you'll be filming that?
Probably January. So we were going to film it this month, but we're waiting on a red camera to come in. And I guess there's a big backup, but we're shooting with the red Komodo, I believe it's a small one. So as soon as that comes in, we're on. So I have like most of the props ready. But yeah, so long story short, yeah, we're probably going to be filming in January, early January.
Yeah. So, is this a new camera for Berto?
He's been running it for a while, and, he's, working on an action film, which is cool. So I'm like, hey, do you, want to do a film with me to practice? And I think he's really excited to work with it, and I'm really excited to work with him. Because I worked behind camera with him a lot, and it'll be really cool to for him to direct me. I think he's one of my best friends, so it'll be cool.
We've done martial arts, and we've talked about acting, and now you're producing your own stuff, which is great for actors. Mm-hmm. They need to do more of that.
I agree. Yeah, did you have any like stunt questions, I guess?
I wouldn't even know what to ask. I mean, the whole stunt thing just blows my mind.
They say it like this: if you are looking to get into stunts, or really interested in that type of thing, find somebody who's already in it, and like maybe sit down with them, and kind of see what their skills are. Most of the stunt people that I know, they've come from like a pro wrestling background, like a pro sports background, driving, that kind of stuff. Anything specialty, circus people are really good stunt people, and then martial artists. And then actually dancers have a really good time learning like fight choreography because they know their body as well. But if you are the type of person who maybe you don't like to get hurt, then you probably shouldn't do it.
Yeah, you should probably get a stunt person, because I know I took a class one day. I took a one-day class. I think it was a four-hour class, and I used to be a bartender, so I literally couldn't walk the next day behind the bar, because, you know, I'm not a young person, so I'm behind the bar, and the guests, they were having such a good time laughing at me, because, you know,
yeah,
they're like, yeah, Brenda thinks she can do stunts. It's like, yeah, no, I just did it, but it was a free class. Well, that's what you get for taking a free class, Brenda.
Yeah, well, I mean, I teach...
But I think you have to explore things.
Yeah, I teach some, like... Some actresses have hit me up about like learning some fight choreography, and they'll straight up tell me like, I don't want to get hurt, but I want to look like I know what I'm doing on camera. So like you said, it's good to know for movement. And so I make sure I'm like, hey, this is a safe distance to punch, because I've had an actor like punch me in the face before. So,
I think that should be in every actor's repertoire. A little bit. All the Marvel films, I mean, there's a lot of actors out there that are doing these Marvel films that never did a stunt before, and now they're actually having to do some of their own stunts just so that it looks right.
Yeah, and I mean, me and my boyfriend, we watch some of this stuff, and we can tell when it's the stunt person, but we look for it, you know? But yeah, if you are an actor, like Brie Larson killed it in Captain Marvel. You could tell she really, really worked on it. And I think that's really respectable if, like, someone's working in the gym and they're, like, trying to live up to this, you know, what the character is. I think that's awesome. Like, even for this fan film, I have to learn a few, like, new things. I have to learn how to play the guitar, which I've always wanted to do. So I've been picking up the guitar and, like, learning how to do that. And, I definitely... it's not that hard if you have the time, you know? If you just gotta, like... devote that time and really be passionate about it.
I'd like to know is how do people get a hold of you?
Probably the best place is Instagram. Jackie G, that's me on Instagram. So if you find me there, give me a message. I will more than likely like message you back. So you can find me on Facebook too, but it's a little harder to get me on Facebook. So Instagram is the best spot.
And you're also ready for hire for anybody who needs stunt
coordinating. I would films. Say, probably not coordinating, maybe like some fight choreo if you need it. But if you need any actresses who know how to kick butt, I'm down to act and I'm down to kick butt. So any of those type of things.
That's awesome. So I have one question that I ask every guest that I have is. Okay. Is there a woman in the film industry that you admire that inspired you to become an actress?
Oh, man. I had a good friend who compared me to her, which I don't know. Hopefully I can live up to that at one point. But there's this American actress named Cynthia Rothrock who did Hong Kong films, and she's a complete badass. And she had a really successful career over there. She definitely inspires me a lot. Another director who inspires me is Patty Jenkins. Those two, those really cool, like, female filmmakers, if anybody wanted to look those two up. And
yeah, really I want to look inspired. Them up, because I don't even know who they are, but now I want to look them up.
You have to look up Cynthia Rothrock, and then Patty Jenkins, she's going to direct the next, she directed Wonder Woman, and then she's going to direct the next Star Wars film too. So,
Yeah. Well, now I got to check her out. Jackie, this has been great. I had such a good time talking to you.
Me too.
I'm so excited for what's going to happen in the future. I'm hoping we get to talk again soon.
Yes.
So this is Brenda Daly with Real Women, celebrating women in independent film, and today we celebrated Jackie Gerhardy.
Thank you so much, Brenda.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.